Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back. This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and a question in from Adam Duploy today. Coach Lindsay, Adam wants to know, he says most of his training has been done in the evenings as his mornings start really early and he's not able to do long sessions before work. He wants to know, will this have a negative impact on him on Comrades race day? He says he is going to be using May to do all his sessions in the mornings. Does it make a difference whether you train at night or if you train in the morning?
Look, it shouldn't make too much of a difference on race day. And, you know, we should actually train and do our key workouts when we are feeling our best. So in this scenario, it's a work issue. It's not necessarily that that's the best time that he feels to train. But in an ideal world, if you are a person that is more lively and awake, feels better, more sociable, etc., in the late afternoon, early evening, then that's probably the best time for you to do your key workouts. And similarly, if you are one of those people who jumps out of bed and feels amazing, that's probably when you should be doing your workouts. It is going to feel a little bit odd on race day if you've done all of your workouts in the afternoon. But from a performance point of view, it really shouldn't make that much of a difference. It may make some psychological differences, but if you're prepared, you're ready for the race and the excitement of the actual race, that should not impact on what time you end up running on Comrades race day.
Adam, thanks for the question. Interesting one, not one we've had before. So thank you very much for that. Lindsay, until next time, thank you very much for your time. Don't forget, if you'd like to check out the Coach Perry online community, we've got a ton of video training in there. There's a very active Facebook group as well where you get access to Lindsay. All you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/join. You can get all the details there. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.